Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Majeski out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guerra moves to third. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski is hit by the pitch. Pete Suter pinch runs for Hank Majeski. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Suter moves to third. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0 for 1 in the game. Brissy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter scores. Fox moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing third base. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Clark reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallo moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallo scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Doby takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra bunts towards the mound. Winfields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner pinch hits for early win. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Bearden now pitching. Ken Keltner now playing third base. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bearden, and towards Boudreau, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Fain reaches second base with a double. Vallo moves to third. Satchel Paige now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Suter is walked intentionally. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Bubba Harris now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for a double play. 2 outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guerra bunts towards the mound. Page fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Guerra moves to second. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau catches it and throws to second to double up Guerra. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Ali Clark. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal Peck pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.